It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. TV ads in Colorado's U.S. Senate race have topped $64 million. Reporter Sandra Fish has more.
Turn on your TV and you could not miss them. Ads trying to convince you to vote for Republican Senator Cory Gardner or former Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper. If you aired all of the TV ads back-to-back, they'd take nearly 56 days to watch. Hickenlooper was the biggest TV ad spender at more than $16 million. Gardner spent a quarter less at $12 million. But outside groups accounted for more than half the TV ads in the U.S. Senate contest as parties and partisans tried to sway voters. I'm Sandra Fish for CPR News.
RTD can be held liable when a passenger is hurt on its vehicles, even if the driver is not at fault. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports on a new court ruling.
In 2016, an RTD bus driver slammed on the brakes to avoid a collision nearly caused by another vehicle. A passenger fell and hurt her back and shoulder, and she sued RTD. The jury found no fault with the driver's actions, but it found the agency liable because a handrail the passenger was holding broke. RTD appealed, citing government immunity laws, but the Colorado Court of Appeals denied that, saying RTD was negligent in maintaining its vehicle and can be held responsible. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Some elementary school students in Denver returned to remote learning today after a week of in-person instruction. That has some parents upset. Hundreds of them have joined virtual town hall meetings. Parent Kathleen Heine attended a protest on Friday.
I think we in Denver have our priorities backwards. Like, it's okay to keep pot shops and liquor stores and bars open, but not our students to go back to school.
The move back to remote learning is for third through fifth graders. Mostly sunny skies across Colorado today. This is CPR News.